Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
The best heart you can have is the servant's heart. The best place you can be is in the place of service. It is those who wait upon, that is our self-positions to serve the Lord, that mount up with wings as eagles. We are all leaders, one way or the other, because we all have someone we influence. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I'm delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, Living to Serve Your Life as a Blessing to Others. I am among you as one that serves. Despots, demagogues, demigods, benefactors, and servant leaders. Humanity has had more than its fair share of diverse kinds of rulers and leaders. Many feared and hated, or even worshipped, as the human heart must bow before a hero god. Where the leader does not demand adoration, they lure him to become an idol, and he falls for it. Wait a minute, does he fall for it, or he loves and revels in it? Some are revered and loved, yet some being despised and ridiculed behind their backs, their followers master the art and science of eye service. In all cases, each one sets the grounds for how those they lead have worshipped, endured, rebelled, or heartily followed in the end, and all would give account. Societies and nations must have governing systems that help them to run effectively, or else chaos will be the order of the day. Anarchy will seize any society that lacks a head, legal, legitimate, de facto, or otherwise. The same goes for families, organizations, and communities. There is no decapitated body that is alive and well. Some leaders drive their people like taskmasters and herders, paying only lip service to their welfare, caring less about their well-being and more about what they can squeeze out or use them to achieve in their pursuit of selfish aggrandizement. For them, life's key value or mantra is the end justifies the means. Is this not how they build empires? Then there are others who lead as shepherds, going ahead of the sheep, exemplifying what life should be and how it should be lived in its truest and most valuable sense. When they say, you first, they mean it from the depths of the heart, with no iota of hypocrisy or hidden agendas. Though they may not be perfect, they strive to live privately what they preach publicly. In this world, heads have ruled and wars fought over who should be a king or leader, because to be at the top is to be the greatest. Who does not want to be the greatest? In his heyday, Muhammad Ali, born Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr., would roar, I am the greatest. I float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. As king of the boxing world, he ruled for decades until he bowed out on his own volition. Or was it due to the tall thousands of blows to his head and body had taken? And he had taken some beating from less experienced boxers. Every human heart yearns for greatness. The question is, what kind of greatness and at what costs? Now there was also a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest. In this gospel narrative, the disciples were quarreling among themselves as to who would be the greatest in their midst. Somewhere else, the mother of the sons of thunder would lobby the Lord for her sons to have the highest place of prominence beside him in his kingdom. These incidents illustrate the propensity of the human heart to fight for lordship rights. Building empires has unfortunately not been alien to the church. As it was then, so it is today. And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you. In the matter of leadership pattern, there is a contrast between the world and the body of Christ. Jesus said, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship. The word lordship, meaning to rule, have dominion over, and exercise lordship over. To be lord over others is what having authority means in the world system. In the kingdom of God, there is a different value system that motivates leadership, and the Lord set the example. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. Or who is greater, he who sits at the table, or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. Life at the top ought to be lived serving others, the greatest as the younger, and the governor as he who serves. Jesus is teaching his disciples that a life of service is what being at the top means. Those who have a heart of service are usually happier and have better attitudes than those whose hearts have a strong desire to be served. We often hear the cliche, the way up is down. Jesus bowed to the lowest and he became the highest. Yes, he did exemplify true leadership, what it means to be at the top. Paul illustrates it thus. Think of yourselves the way Jesus Christ thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave, became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. And the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion. Because of that obedience, God lifted him high and honored him far above anyone or anything else ever, so that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow in worship before this Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is the master of all, to the glorious honor of God the Father. Pride worsts us as humans, deceiving us that we are on top in that attitude. It keeps people from the best of life because being humble is not part of their lifestyle. Service is an irritant, especially if they have to serve due to circumstance. In the final analysis, we would get real fulfillment in life by serving others. This is the kingdom principle. When from the depths of your heart you live your life in service to others, you are on top. Someone has said, true joy comes from serving others, not in waiting to be served. Interestingly, Muhammad Ali was quoted as saying, service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. The best heart you can have is the servant's heart. The best place you can be is in the place of service. It is those who wait upon, that is, are self-positioned to serve the Lord, that mount up with wings as eagles. We are all leaders, one way or the other, because we all have someone we influence. Be the best you can be, following Jesus' example of true leadership. Do you live to serve? Are you a blessing to others in the true sense of the word? Are you on top? What are you becoming? Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill his plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.